Good afternoon, and I'm here at the Aldershot Town London Academy based in Chelten. I'm with Graham Webb, head of London Academy, and Jerry Premo, who is this month's Academy Player of the Month. First of all, Graham, for those that are listening that don't quite know who you are, what's sort of your role here at the Aldershot London Academy?
Okay, so I oversee the whole academy, both the education side and the football side, so that involves the taking of the education lessons and that side, and also the training. Along with me, I've got a coach here, Jack, who works alongside me, and we run the football side of it, which is daily training as well.
Obviously, this is now your third academic year, your third season here. Just how well have the last 2 years gone for you?
So it's been a progression. It's definitely this year we've really recruited well, and we've got some good lads in, and that's building on from how well we've done over the last 2 years. But definitely education wise, the boys are now getting through their courses, receiving some good grades, and we're looking to further their education. And football wise, it's been a really good start to this year with the players we've got in, and hopefully we can maintain that.
Obviously, we'll move on to the football shortly, but quickly just on the education. Obviously, Knights Group Sports are the training providers. You've just had excellent success rates the past 2 years, and moving on to the third year, you're already going well in steam. Just what's your secret to the good success rates here?
I think if you get the boys to buy into the programme and they understand that it's the education comes along with the football, a lot of the boys here understand the importance of the education and how it can help them in the future. And basically the boys, getting across to the boys that it comes hand in hand and that there's just as much importance on education there is in football. And that way we've had that success of the boys completing and getting through the course, which has been excellent.
Just like the Aldershot programme up in Aldershot, it's a BTEC level 3 in sport, which is the equivalent to 3A levels. How was that going for you this year? Where are the boys at this stage?
It's good. This year we've got a really good group of boys. The first years moved on to their third unit, which is a risk assessing risk, and some of the work they've handed in has been really good, up to distinction level, which is pleasing to see. And the second years, we've got quite a large, which are on the extended this year, and they've completed 5 units so far, and they're working really well. And quite a few of those boys are doing UCAS applications and wanting to further their education on that side, so that's excellent in terms of the education.
Now moving on to something that the football fans I know will want to hear, the football side of the programme. Obviously, it was a slow start to the season now, but you've picked up a good run of form, 6 unbeaten now. What sort of the change that's happened so far?
Just a slow start to the season. I think now the boys have got used to playing with each other. We've got a system and we understand what works well for us, and the attitude and application of all of them has been excellent. Everyone's worked hard. Obviously, we've got 22 boys registered here and they've all had played their part in the change in success at the moment, and everyone's buying into what we're doing on the football side, and it's really good, and that's been what has caused our success, and hopefully we can maintain that. We've got a few difficult games coming up, but if we show what we've done in the last few games, I'm sure we'll put out good performances.
I know Jack's new here. Jack's now on the training field. I mean, you've got excellent facilities here, both classroom and out on the training pitch with a 3G and a couple of grass pitches. How well has Jack sort of moulded in already?
Yeah, he's done well. I mean, what's good with Jack is he's got the same philosophy on how we should try and play the game, and he gets that across in his training. He likes a good intensity in his training session, and I think the boys enjoy that and they respect that, and they want to work hard to improve. And that's what me and Jack look at in terms of our trainers. Are we developing with the boys? Are we giving them the opportunity to get better? And they are pushing themselves and trying to improve, which is exactly what me and Jack are looking for.
I say, okay, so quickly moving on to Jerry. Jerry, first of all, congratulations for your Player of the Month. Just how well was your season going for yourself so far?
Oh, it's going really well. We started off pretty slow. I wasn't really playing at the start of the season because of my attendance wasn't the best, but then it got better. I was training well. And we just started to gel as a team more. And like everyone just developed more heart. And then everyone improved as individuals.
I mean, on the pitch, training-wise, football-wise, are you enjoying it? How's things with the coaches?
Yeah, it's good. Everything's good. Good discipline. There's nothing I could change.
Excellent. So, all sounding very positive. Obviously, as well as you know, it is a full-time course, so the college side as well. How are you finding that?
Yeah, it's going good. I think I got a distinction in my first unit, was it? And my second unit's being marked. And I'm about to start the third unit now, so everything's going okay.
Terrific. It's great that things are going well. Obviously, you're here for a reason, to try and do the best as what you can. What are your sort of plans for the future?
My plans for the future are to become a professional footballer, right? That's my first plan, but with with Aldershot, I'm looking to progress into the first team, get some apps and just keep playing football, and hopefully I get my chance to get a pro.
I mean, you've been here now for, is this your...
This is my second year.
Second year, so how did you find the link with Aldershot for the first year?
I think it was my friend. My friend was here before, and he just told me to come down. I came down and tried and got in.
Excellent. So, have you represented Aldershot up in, Aldershot yet this season?
Yeah, I came this season for the cup game, and last season I came for a Ryman League game with Scott. Yeah.
How did the game this season go?
We won. I think the score was 3-0. Scored penalty as well. It's a good game.
Excellent. Many congratulations. And finally, just a quick one on Graham here. How do you find him?
Yeah, Graham's a good lad, good coach. Nothing can change.
Excellent. Thanks, Jerry. Quick final word with Graham. Graham, I said the same thing with Lee when I was speaking with him a couple of weeks ago. For anyone that's listening who may be based more in the London area, what can you sort of offer for next year if they're interested?
So, obviously, again, we're offering the same sort of programme. So, the full-time football along with the BTEC in sports. We have, obviously, a 3G training pitch. We've got a classroom. We're all based on site. So, we try to keep it as much based around a professional football environment as we can, treating the players with that respect and that professionalism. Obviously, we're going to look to grow the programme, so we're looking for any players that feel they would meet the grades both educationally and football wise and want to develop in both them areas, obviously to get in contact. And when we have a trial available, we'd like to get people down and have a look at people that think they would fit into that grade.
And finally, Webby, how are you finding it as in the job and as a Knightscrew Sports employee?
It's good. So the job is, I enjoy the job. I've got a great group of players to work with. Their effort on the training pitch and in the classroom is excellent. I couldn't ask any more for them, and hopefully we can maintain that. Working for Knights is good. They allow me that opportunity to develop myself, to go out and do what I'm good at, and hopefully that we'll see through the season. We'll get some better results, keep pushing on, and we'll get people through in their education. So it's a good company to work for. It's an enjoyable program.
Excellent. Thank you both for your time and all the best in your season, gents.